Whitebaiters began their annual pilgrimage to the nation's tidal rivers and streams this week as the two-month-long season for the elusive white gold started. For many fishers in Taranaki and Waikato, that means a trek to Mōkau or Awakino Awa, where whitebait stands change hands for tens of thousands of dollars. Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin took a visit.
Spaced a minimum of 30 metres apart, almost 900 whitebait stands line the banks of the Mōkau and Awakino rivers. Small jetties with set nets attached and adjoining huts nestle in amongst the flax as far as the eye can see. Retired farmers Karen and Kevin Walsh bought a stand neighbouring her mum's 32 years ago.
Yeah, he was getting elderly and my mother used to take him sultana cake all the time, and one day he said, "Oh, would you like to buy my stand?" And Mum said, "Oh, I know somebody that would love to buy your stand." So we brought it, Kevin and I brought it, and we've been here ever since.
So what does a stand kind of go for?
Bought this one for $600, but now they're, megabucks. So you've got to be well in the thousands.
For them, the attraction to whitebaiting is simple.
Oh, the people.
Oh, the people.
We love the community. We love coming up for a couple of months of the year and being a part of Mōkau, Awakino.
So what goes on of an evening up this way?
Happy hour. Happy hour. Most nights from about, five?
The Awakino pub. We go there every Friday night.
They're fans of the delicacy, but it's in short supply today.
We're looking forward to our first fritter.
We're hoping to have it for tea tonight, but doesn't look good at the moment.
No, just mix them up with egg, a bit of salt, and just white bait.
Got to be on white bread, though. Definitely white bread.
John Coleman is parked up with his camper not far away. He's been on the river for 2 decades.
The outdoor, it's the beautiful days like today. It's no good being stuck inside. You've got to be out in the open on a beautiful day. And they say Mōkau is the whiteback capital of the world, but I look at Awakino as the whiteback capital of the world. We've got a service station and a shop right handy here. We've got a pub just down the road.
Ray Clough is from Matamata. He reckons you don't need much to get started.
What is equipment? Well, you need that net and the screen, and you need some rope, you need a pole, you need a hut to put it all in and lock it up, and patience.
The 85-year-old's thinking of selling his stand.
On this river here, along the road, maybe 20,000, and then further around that point where you leave the road and you're walking to your site, maybe 15, 16.
Waitara's Bronwyn Brown gets to her stand via a track beside State Highway 3. She reckons whitebait are the perfect treat.
Got a flavour of their own and can only get them for 2 months of the year, so they're sort of quite precious. You put them in the freezer and when someone visits, you've got something different to give them that they might not have had for a long time. Just cook them in egg. I don't use flour or anything, just whitebait and egg, salt and pepper.
Jodie Death is the owner of the Whitebait Inn in Mōkau. She serves about 30 to 40 whitebait fritters a day.
So we make our batter up in the morning, add all our whitebait to it. Because they are popular, we do make a lot of them during a day. So as long as we've got a hot pan, bit of butter in that pan to make it all sizzle, and then we just add our batter mixture to it, and it normally takes around 3 to 4 minutes to cook a fritter.
Jodie Death says whether served in batter or egg, the allure of whitebait is the texture. The whitebait season ends on the 30th of October.